This is Charles Osgood. We all know, because we've been told over and over, how important it is to eat a balanced diet and that the nutrients in fresh fruits and veggies are essential to good health. Fine. But for me, knowing that and eating as if I knew it are two different things. I'm a meat and potatoes guy and always have been. So I was thrilled to find out that Balance of Nature capsules concentrate 31 different fruits and vegetables with no extracts or fillers and with all those phytonutrients we need to be in top form. Balance of Nature. It's well named. To touch all the bases, what I do is to take a few of the fruit and berry capsules, the red ones in the morning, and the green veggie capsules later in the day. My body and brain never had it so good. With nutrition well balanced as nature intended, no wonder that these days I'm feeling so splendid.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Warning, this show is not for sensitive snowflakes. We enjoy the right to offend each other. It's part of this free speech thing that we fought so hard to get. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Americans yearn to explore life's deepest truths and to say their entertainment, or their idea of entertainment, is sex and violence and crime is an insult to their goodness and intelligence. We are people who believe love can triumph over hate, creativity over destruction, and hope over despair. And that's why so many millions hunger for God's good news. I've always believed that each of us put here for a reason, that there is a plan, somehow a divine plan for all of us. And I know now that whatever days are left to me belong to Him. I also believe this blessed land was set apart in a very special way.
Reagan for you. Gosh, that was back in the 80s. We've become so racist since then, so hateful. According to CNN, we're hugely racist. So.
All except me.
Wow. All except you?
Yeah, I'm not racist.
You're not? I was looking at the list of songs we probably can't play anymore, like Honky Cat from Elton and Black Betty and Short People. Can't make fun of anybody short. There's just so many songs, right, that they would just love to annihilate. I wonder what we'll be left with. I guess Cardi B. The title I can't even say on the air. I guess that's what we'll be left with. She got most popular song.
Well, someday you'll be able to say that title.
Well, someday, yes. But I can't even say it because it's that dirty. It's really, truly, I would go against FCC if I said the title. Really? Anyway. All right. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. We're going to take on a subject in this hour that we don't normally take on, but that's what I love about doing this show is people say it's much, much different than any show they've ever listened to. And there's a reason for that. And I'm proud of that, actually. I love that we can take on subjects that aren't normally done on the on the radio because of the fact that we're always asking, well, why not? It's America, right? Last time I checked.
Yep.
Goodness. Why would there be anything off limits? But this would not be, you know, so politically correct, right? Because of the fact that it can dive into religion. Don't dive into religion. That's what we always hear. You might offend somebody. You mean the three atheists that are listening to the show? Well, you know, even they would probably be interested in this subject. So let's talk a little bit about Babylon, right? Why not? Let's go there. What do you think, Uncle Milty?
Okay.
I mean, we could talk about headlines. Cuomo is the sacrificial lamb at the moment because they want him to be. So you don't look at Biden. But anyway, they always have to throw somebody to the wolves, right? So that we can be distracted. There's so many distractions. But I think if you were to ask average Americans what's kind of on the back of their mind, especially if they're Christian or, you know, what many religions actually, it doesn't even have to be Christianity. It's where in the end of times, where are we at? What's going on, right?
Yep.
And I always think that's kind of an interesting discussion to be had. So we're going to go there. And the New American actually put out an article video, if you will, about America and the mystery Babylon. And I thought it was Ben Armstrong has a show and he was talking about this. And so I want to play you some of this because he has some interesting points about Babylon being America. OK, and what to expect. And so he might cite a scripture. I know, right? Heresy. Okay, so I'm sure that you all listening out there are not going to care or mind. And so to the offended, it's okay. In America, if you are offended by that, you could turn the channel. It's no big deal. So let's talk about this because I think this is so fascinating. And he says, basically at the beginning, look, I'm not trying to do a deep dive into religion here. This has nothing to do with religion. It has something to do with the thing in the back of everybody's mind of where we're at and how soon and how crazy is it getting. And we always think that we're at the worst part of it. And I have to agree, there are a lot of people that think we're at the worst part of what's going on. I think it's actually going to get much worse. That brings in a whole conversation about what hope looks like that we'll end up having on the show. But here you go. Here's Ben Armstrong talking about Babylon of all things. Okay. And I love this. Here you go.
I just think in the political environment we're in, a lot of people will find this fascinating. So let's look at it from the historical perspective. What happened to the original Babylon? The original Babylon had a sudden destruction, and history repeats itself when people make the same mistakes. What were the mistakes that we learn about from the Babylonian destruction? Well, they were rich. They were the number one toughest military, strongest society in the world at the time. They kind of got full of themselves, thinking that, hey, nothing's going to happen to us, and they partied. And they lived lavishly while their enemies secretly plotted to destroy them. And their destruction came, boom, suddenly in one day. They didn't see it coming because they didn't want to see it coming. And America right now has an attitude of, I sit as a queen, which is actually what the book of Revelation says this end time mystery Babylon will say. I sit as a queen. I'll never see destruction. I'll never be a widow. We do have that attitude, don't we? And America fits the, you know, rich, lavish country, the economic hub of the world. This end time mystery Babylon, let me go deeper into what that is, of what it explains, and you decide whether you think it fits with America or not. Not because I think it does, but I want you to make your own decision from the things that I say here. The end time mystery Babylon has to be the economic hub of the world, okay? So right now, if we were at the end times, America fulfills that, and nobody else does, the economic hub of the world. More than that, it has to be a nation that is so wealthy that the other nations get their wealth from this nation consuming their goods. That is a specific prophecy about the mystery Babylon. What's really interesting about that is there has never been a nation that has imported more than it has exported and still stayed the wealthiest nation in the world, except for one. You've got it, the United States of America. Up until the United States of America, when it was importing more than it was even exporting, it was still the richest nation. And it was getting everybody else rich, but it was staying rich by consuming everybody else's products. Normally, throughout world history, the richest nation is the nation that exports the most, that sells the most to other nations, not the one that imports the most. You're spending a lot. But as we see, this mystery Babylon has that interesting quality about it. It is so rich, and it consumes so much wealth that when it's destroyed, we know it says the merchants, they go, they can't believe it. They mourn. Woe is me, because who's going to buy my goods? Who's going to consume the goods that we constantly sold to this awesome nation? So America's the only country in the history of the world to fulfill that. There are a lot of people that will say, no. This mystery Babylon is an indication that the original Babylon will be rebuilt. I don't think that's true. That when the original Babylon was destroyed, it said that it would remain desolate, the Bible says, forever. And it has, and I think it still will. Secondly, it can't possibly be the original Babylon, because in the book of Revelation, when it's talking about this end time mystery Babylon, and it says it's a mystery, which means people doesn't know itself that it's Babylon. It's a mystery. The country that is Mystery Babylon won't know that it's Mystery Babylon, is basically what it's saying. Anyways, the original Babylon is not a seaport city. So if you were to rebuild the original Babylon, it's in Iraq and it's in the desert. You're not going to have merchants of the world mourning from the sea, and it's not a seaport city. It can't possibly fulfill the end time mystery of Babylon. But America does. Now look, is it possible that America isn't Mystery Babylon? It is possible that America is not Mystery Babylon, but you know what that would mean? That would mean that we're not near the end times. Now, a lot of people think we are, and so if you think we are, then you would have to assume that America is Mystery Babylon. If you say America is not Mystery Babylon, then you have to believe that a new world power will rise, a new economic hub of the world will rise, all these biblical prophecies will be fulfilled through that new world power. Now, of course, that's possible, but that would mean we're at least like 100 years off, I would say, if that's the case. It's not like I think that would be instantaneous.
Interesting, huh? So far. What are your thoughts so far?
You know, it's a mystery.
It's a mystery, Mystery Babylon. I actually am one of those that thinks it's farther off than people think it is. Not super far off, but I mean, it's not next year. And there are a lot of people out there that think it is. Now, when I'm doing prepping and I'm doing all these things, it's because I actually do feel like it's off for a while, but we do need a lot of time to get things done, right? To kind of, as much as we can possibly do, prepare for what's coming. And there's more to this. You're listening to Ben Armstrong describe this. And there are some very, very interesting things, like he talks about Jeremiah. And that is kind of those are kind of interesting scriptures, because it talks about how Babylon will be kind of the premier land, right? The God sanctioned land, and then it turns into this thing. But as we can see politically where things are going right now and how things are going, and I do actually think that it's a little bit of a ways off. Yet I felt that way even 5 years ago. I remember 5 years ago, people saying that that it was done. We were done within a year. So, on that note, I'll play some more of this when we come back. But I thought that was kind of intriguing to get the wheels thinking anyway. Hi, caller. I know I'm trying to get there. 888-673-1450. I want to get us thinking about this on some different levels as well. I always think conversation like this is pretty great, because I know so many think it in the back of their minds. How could you not? How could you not think about this? Things are playing out kind of exactly this way for 100 years. Yeah. I mean, how could you not be thinking in these terms? You'd be in the land of denial, right? The Egyptian river, the Nile, the denial.
Yeah. The problem always is, uh-huh, is that the Bible says no one knows.
No one knows, yeah. But it also did give pretty good clues. And he's going to go through that, because he's going to say these are the clues to identify it so that you could see it coming, right?
But we've seen those clues before.
Yes. Yes. So this is an intriguing conversation. You can get in on this, of course. Be right back. I'll play you a little bit more of this as well. Ben Armstrong is the author of this. He has a radio show. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things, Mike Lindell and, of course, Truth in Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the soft softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Let me tell you about Ahab the Arab, the sheik of the burning sand. They had emeralds and rubies just dripping off of him. Had a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head.
I know. This was on that list. songs that people, I listen to that and I don't want to crawl into a ball and die. It's amazing that I'm not so offended.
You must have a sense of humor.
Well, it was between that and Honky Cat from Elton, and I'm like, let's just float this one. can we have a sense of humor again? Can we live again as free Americans? Because I'm getting really tired of the politically correct crowd calling the shots, or the corporations doing this to themselves, like Dr. Seuss did it to himself or themselves. They cancel culture themselves. So anyway, so interesting discussion about Babylon, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Wrong, but interesting.
It's wrong, but interesting. You know what I love about this show? We can bring up so many different points of view, and you might completely agree or not, but I'm going to have several different authors come on and talk about their thoughts on this exact same subject over the next few weeks so that we can kind of get some different takes on what's what. I just think it's really healthy and important, and I'm not offended by anything. I just want to say that. Nothing offends me. You could even joke to me about the religion I am, or being a woman, or whatever you want to poke fun at, and I don't crawl up in a ball and die over it. I'm not a snowflake. So, you know, I just think that we need to be a little healthier in how we approach things, like we used to be. We actually used to have a little bit more of a thicker skin and could actually poke fun at each other and have fun conversations with each other. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi, Uncle Milty. How are you guys?
Good. Go right ahead.
Hey, just for your listeners, and in case you two haven't seen this either, there's a very interesting and deep dive teaching video that talks about the seven seals.
Ah.
And it's about an hour and a half long, very, very informative. I'm not going to get into it because it is pretty deep and lots to it. But, basically we've had the reprieve. Mm. We've had an eye of a hurricane or a hurricane building.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been in the eye.
Mm.
Donald Trump gave us a reprieve. And now it's going to get bad.
Interesting. All right.
And you think, you know, the wheat and the tares, the wheat and the tares is happening. I don't even think we're there yet.
Okay.
It
Fair
will
enough.
Be so profound. And you will have people of all religions and all faiths who unfortunately will be swept up in that sifting process. But just to touch briefly on what Uncle Milton was talking about, that scripture that talks about, you know, you won't know the day or the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, if you read the next verse after that, it does tell you that, you know what? If you are awake and aware, it's not going to be a surprise.
Right.
You will be ready.
Okay.
So we can be ready, but we have to do the work and we have to prepare and study.
Okay. Hey, thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Let me share this with you because I'm going to play a little bit more of Ben. Ben Armstrong is the author of this, and he put out a video on this. And so he refers to Jeremiah 51. And when he refers to it, he doesn't actually say what it said, but I just wanted to give you a snippet of Jeremiah 51, if you would. This is verse 7. It says, Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her, interesting, her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Hell for her, take a balm for her pain. If so, she may be healed. Very interesting. So I wanted to give you that before he goes on further to describe some different things. Here you go. Here is Ben Armstrong describing this. And like I said, we'll take on all kinds of different takes. I don't have one view of this. I don't know if you should either. I think we should be listening to all kinds of different takes to kind of see how we feel about what's being said, right?
Yep.
Everybody wants to know, are we in the end of times? Well, here you go. Here's Ben Armstrong. Here you go.
And what happens to America in between that time? Anyways, so if you think we're right near what the Bible would call as the end times, it's really just the tribulation period. It doesn't mean the world is coming to an end. It's the end of an age, just so you know. If we're near that tribulation period, then America has to be, because it's the economic hub of the world. Something would have to dramatically change for that not to be the case. Anyways, this mystery Babylon goes to destruction. It doesn't know that it's mystery Babylon, but it is the hub of the world. It is the place where all the best musicians are at. And seriously, the book of Revelation actually lays this out in detail. And when I first saw that, and looking at it from a historical or just a political perspective, I was wondering, why does it list like all these details of what is being sold, the cargo that's being sold, musicians are, it's the place of, you know, the rich businessmen. It's the place where everyone wants to be, you can tell, but it goes into such detail. And I really, well, so that you can identify it, so that you know, oh, well, here's a country that fulfills all of that. And I've only seen I'm talking about the history of the world. I've tried to compare the prophecies of Mystery Babylon in the Bible to other historical societies, and they don't fit. Not like America does. So what do we do with this? Historically, if I'm right, and America is this Mystery Babylon, what does that mean for us? Well, it means we need to be on guard. We need to watch for a economic collapse along with an attack, if we are. And we should see indications of those things setting up if we're Mystery Babylon. We should see indications of a quick economic collapse. And you should see indications of all of a sudden a quick surprise attack. What's interesting is, in the Old Testament, and you can look this stuff up yourself because I don't want to make this a Bible study, but in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 50 and 51. Jeremiah 50 and 51 describes the destruction of Babylon. Many will argue, well, it's the destruction of the original Babylon. But what's interesting is, right near the end of Jeremiah 50, it says, O daughter of Babylon. Now, the original Babylon, if it's talking about that destruction, why would it say, oh, daughter? But how can the original be referred to as a daughter? So a lot of theologians believe that Jeremiah 50 and 51 might be a mix of the original Babylon destruction and the end time destruction of this mystery Babylon. I think that is true. I think some of the stuff may apply to the original, and some of the stuff seems to apply to the end time mystery Babylon. So if you want a deeper study on your own, check that stuff out in Jeremiah 15, 51. It's interesting because that describes kind of who will attack this end time mystery Babylon. And whenever you hear Persia in biblical prophecy, understand that that is Iran. That's where Iran exists right now. The king of the north, a lot of times people think that that refers to Russia. And this mystery Babylon, at least according to Jeremiah 51, the kings of the Medes, and I think what that's saying is the Middle East kings, probably Iran, along with the king of the north, which is probably Russia, decide to secretly destroy this mystery Babylon in a physical attack. But this mystery Babylon seems to have its own economic collapse that I don't think is brought on by the foreign entities, Russia or Iran. It seems that if you read Jeremiah 51 and you combine it with the Revelation end time mystery Babylon, what seems to happen is that in Jeremiah 51, it is overrun by outsiders, that it is a country that foreigners overrun. It talks about its governors fighting amongst itself. That's in Jeremiah 51, I believe. And you can check that out. But I find that interesting that foreigners are going to invade this end time mystery Babylon. Not invade as in, and it's not talking about an invasion like military. It just means overrun by foreigners. Well, we can see the problems we're having with border security. We have an administration, the Biden administration, that wants to leave gaping holes and not finish the wall. It's not going to be good for America. We also see the political climate in which state versus state may be rising up against each other. Not in a physical civil war. I don't think that. But what I mean is you're going to have, and we're already seeing it, places that are more conservative like Texas and Florida. They're going to be, let's say, allowing people to live free, whereas the more Democrat-controlled states like New York and California are going to be much more tyrannical and not let the freedom that those states have. And then you're going to have the Biden administration wanting to force the free states to act like the liberal states, but then you're going to get into constitutional arguments, and you're going to get into arguments that states have the right to make their own laws and that the federal government's overstepping its jurisdiction, and you're going to see governor pitted against governor saying things about each other. It's just going to get worse and worse. It seems like that's what it seems like we're headed for. But it's interesting that Jeremiah 51 talks about the mystery Babylon, or at least the old daughter Babylon, which I think is referring to mystery Babylon, seems to go through that exact scenario before it has its sudden destruction.
Interesting. Okay, that's a lot to unpack. Now, Ben Armstrong was also talking about Russia being the king of the North, right? But I don't think so. I've listened to other authors describe that as being Turkey. Because really in the map alignment, you're going to see Turkey. Turkey, in the previous past had also been, anyway, there's a lot there to unpack because I know we're going to head to a break. But that Turkey, I keep my eye on Turkey way more so than Russia, right? But see, to everybody, Russia's the bigger land, so therefore must have to be that. Now, I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing that out there. But he did make some interesting points about being invaded.
Yeah.
Overrun. Because that's the goal, right?
As we speak.
It is the goals of the North American Union. It's the goal to get rid of the sovereignty and open up the borders to become more of a union, a region, if you will. And I thought that was fascinating to listen to. The her part. The daughter, the her part. And that's why I read to you a little bit out of 51 is because that was kind of interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'll have an author in a few weeks whose idea is a little bit different than this about who props up this great economic system, you know, last days kind of thing. Because I always think this has got to be something we explore on the show. I'm not going to leave this alone. Give me a break. I know it's politically incorrect. Who cares? Are we so bound by political incorrectness that we can't discuss these things? Come on. That's not us. We're Americans, last time I checked.
Yeah.
And believe in freedom. So to discuss, even today, you know, as they're having hearings about what's lie and what's truth coming from the big deception industry, the big people that promote deception. So,
you know, in the end times and in the scriptures, there's discussions about the last pope. And the last pope is a false pope.
Interesting.
Then we'll tell you what he said lately.
Okay, we'll be right back. And by the way, I'll take your calls now. So 888-673-1450. I'd love to get your short chiming in on this. 888-673-1450.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Stop the world and let me off. I'm tired of going round and round.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Last segment of the show, and love to take your calls. What are you thinking? Like I said, we're going to have a lot of different points of view on this as well. A lot of ideas, putting all these things together. But it is an interesting topic, Babylon, right? My gosh, let's go. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. The apple drink, the Viber drink, is pretty amazing that comes with that product, with the veggie and the fruit caps. And it can help lower cholesterol. It helps with weight loss. It helps with sugar cravings. It helps stabilize your sugar. It has so many antioxidants in it. It helps with arthritis. People that have diabetes can take it. It's a really great drink, and you can drink it every day. My husband loves it, loves the flavor of it, loves it. I like it too. I'm just telling you that this product is amazing because it's a full product. It's a full food supplement, and I love that about it because it's got everything. Everything you could ever want in a supplement is put into this. It can save you a lot of money. So you're not having to go buy a lot of different kinds of supplements. And I like that. If you put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, you can get free shipping and you can get 35% off. It's an amazing deal. Take advantage of it. Put in the code KATE, just like MyPillow. Putting in the code KATE. And when you do MyPillow and order pillows or sheets or towels, all the things you know you're going to buy anyway, if you would just take that extra step to put in the code KATE and go to MyPillow to buy them, they have the best quality products. Then you help me. You help this show. You help us. You help Mike Lindell do more movies about fraud. And you help yourself by getting great products as well. All right. So let's take a couple of callers. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hey.
The new Babylon will be the City of Nine Hills.
Mm.
The only city worldwide known as the City of Nine Hills is Rome.
Interesting.
And you talk about the false pope?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the false pope is the one who is going to lead the new world religion, which will be a bastardization of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be what ushers in the false prophet and then the Antichrist.
Interesting. All right. Thank you for that. I'm going to get some more calls in because I want a lot of points of view on this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi there. Go right ahead. You're live.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I have a little echo, but I'm going to ignore the radio right now.
Okay.
There's a very interesting parallel to this story. Let me grab the radio real fast and turn it down, okay?
Okay. We'll just wait. We got nothing going on.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Go right ahead.
But anyway, how it goes is basically... The simplicity of it is any nation that hurts Israel or goes against Israel through biblical history as well as secular history is ruined. In other words, you don't mess around with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like how the thing goes.
Okay.
The way it is... the Persians and the Greeks and the Romans and all of them who were very opposed to Israel, ruled it and tortured it and so forth, they're not today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the latest examples is the country of England, who the sun never set on the English Empire. England had... stuff all over the globe, and the sun never went down on the fabulous English Empire that ruled the world. Well, England went against Israel somehow on the deal for Israel to get its land. And I don't know what that story is, but as I remember what happened very shortly thereafter, England lost its entire world power empire. That it had. So you put America now in the place of all this, and under Trump, Trump did some fantastic things for Israel, and it looked pretty good. Now Biden has completely reversed all of this and has put some extremely strong anti-Semitic people on his cabinet. We have people like Kalib in Congress and stuff like that who are extraordinarily anti-Israel.
Okay.
And we are really going down the wrong path.
Okay.
And it looks to me as if we are going to be one of those flattened by going against Israel.
All right. Thank
and that's kind of like where I see this. It fits right into this story that we were talking about America being the possible secret Babylon or whatever.
Okay, thank you for that. Really appreciate that. I'm going to try to get to some more calls. I'd like some more points of view. Thank you, thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate.
Hi there.
And last October, D. Todd Christofferson gave an amazing address on what is a sustainable society and what destroys society. And I wish I had it with me. I mean, he just lays it out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and comparing to it, you can just see, well, who's up, you know, up there actively engaged in destroying the society.
Okay, thank you for that. I appreciate that, and I'm going to get some more calls in. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Just one comment before I get to my point.
Sure.
The last caller, he's scripturally quite wrong. God didn't say to support this Israel.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about supporting a Israel eventually. This is, they did say to oppose evil. Handing out COVID-19 vaccination badges is not is evil. But anyway, Jeremiah was a watchman. He was a warner. He was very tangible. He was warning of the rebellion of the Jewish people against God. And he was one of the things, he warned of the economic dishonesty, the religious hypocrisy, and on. And then they didn't listen to his warnings. And then you had the Book of Lamentation where the people cried. What's really important, what is going on now? Right now, we are going into tyranny. Those of us who know freedom and can see the future realize economic tyranny, we're on the road and it's accelerating. That's what we need to be doing, is be Jeremiah's. We need to be warning the world where we're headed and stop, and we're rebelling against God by embracing these evil ideologies from Europe, the Marxism and collectivism and egalitarianism. That's what you were talking about earlier in the last hour. What one last point. We're being murdered from within. We don't need an outside entity. This elite cabal, sure, it's an international cabal. The ideology came from Europe, but it's fellow Americans we're voting for, and others, and the conspiracy that's over America that's doing us in.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Thank you for that. I love all the points. This is what we're here for. This is why we do the show.
And
I love
there
all the
are
points
a lot of points.
There really are. And, you know, you can read it a lot of different ways. We all know that. What is Grisha? Who are they referring to when they say Grisha? Could be some different things. People automatically think Greece. I don't know that I'm convinced that that's Greece. There's all kinds of different things. And so where are we? Where are we on the scale of things to happen? I know one author that thinks things really get rolling at the end of this decade. Things get really crazy at the end of this decade, but that we do have there's some time. Some people think it's 50 years off. Some people think it's tomorrow. It's amazing all the different points of view.
One of the things that make me think it's closer than most people is what's going on constantly with Pope Francis.
Okay. And you're Catholics. This is kind of interesting.
And he's not the Pope. And he makes statements, like he recently made a statement, March 3rd, that warned of another great flood due to global warming.
Okay.
But Scripture specifically said God made a promise that
he
will
do that
never
again.
Do it by flood again. So here's a Pope contradicting God.
Well,
there's something not quite right about that.
Yeah, and climate change is all about how they have to prove that they can control the weather, right?
Yeah.
Can't control COVID, but they have to control the weather. If you just pay some taxes, they'll control that for you, and they're guaranteed to have all of this flooding happen, all kinds of things happen because of global warming, cooling, climate, whatever. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
We publicly fund Murder Incorporated. I mean, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. We were just talking about that earlier with Dr. Seuss's wife. She was really, thank you for that. Dr. Seuss's wife They actually did it to themselves, the cancel culture, by the way. They opted to remove those books. But his wife, when the pro-life groups brought up the, you know, the small line, no matter how small, human being, no matter how small, she got mad at that, the pro-life groups using that line out of Dr. Seuss book, and then sued because she was a huge proponent of Planned Parenthood. Yeah. Anyway, so the comment, yeah, that just reminded me of the whole Dr. Seuss thing we were talking about today. In fact, I don't think we even got to that part of the story. She was an interesting cat, the second wife, the one that he was having an affair with and that he married and sent the children off to boarding school. And that same daughter that was sent off to boarding school actually is now over Dr. Seuss for the last 2 years, providing their own cancel culture. So when you see a meme that says the cancel culture made Dr. Seuss do that, just know that that's not the case. So let me go back to Babylon. There's so much of this. You can actually go to, you can Google Ben Armstrong. You can find this video, or you can go to thenewamerican.com has it, where he says America and Mystery Babylon, are they one and the same? And it is kind of an intriguing look at where we're at right now. He was looking at the invasion. He was looking at some of these points, the monetary system, the eventual collapse. Right? Do you think that's sooner than later, the collapse in America?
Oh, I think it's in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
The collapse.
Yeah. We were talking yesterday about who's buying all these homes on the coast.
Yeah, you know? It's starting already.
Who is buying all those homes on the coast? Who's coming in? And a lot of foreign money has been suggested. So that's kind of interesting.
And here's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
All that money that comes in, all that has to happen is they have a good year of super inflation. And all that money means nothing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Or do we have 5 years? Do we have 10 years? Are you in a city? Do you want to get out of a city? I would recommend getting out.
Yeah, boy, right now.
I would recommend going to Middle America. There was a funny article on the Babylon Bee that said that Texas removed its mask mandate to scare Californians from coming in, which was really funny parody. But but I have to say that looking around, it doesn't, you know, things don't look good. So what does hope mean? What does hope mean? Well, hope means a lot of things to me, and it doesn't necessarily mean everything has to be easy and fun. It really doesn't. That's not what hope means to me. Hope is the fact that we act. Hope is what we do with what we're given. That's where the hope is.
Yeah.
Not that everything's going to be rainbows and lollipops, and believe me, at this point, I mean, good gravy.
Never been for
there
me.
Was a, there was a poem called, I don't know if anyone remembers this, it was Edward Vance Cook. He wrote a book called How Did You Die? And this is how it goes. Did you tackle the trouble that came your way with a resolute heart and cheerful? Or hide your face from the light of day with a craven soul and fearful? Oh, a trouble's a ton, a trouble's an ounce, or a trouble's an ounce, or a trouble is what you make it. And it isn't the fact that you're hurt that counts, but only how did you take it? You're beaten to earth. Well, what's that? Come up with a smiling face. It's nothing against you to fall down flat, but to lie there, that's the disgrace. The harder you're thrown, the higher you bounce. Be proud of your blackened eye. It isn't the fact that you're licked that counts. It's how did you fight and why? And though you be down to the death, what then? If you battled the best you could, if you played your part in the world of men, why the critic will call it good. Death comes with a crawl or comes with a pounce, and whether he's slow or spry, it isn't the fact that you're dead that counts, but only how did you die? Edward Vance Cook. Edmund, I'm sorry, Edmund Vance Cook.
I actually agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, my hope is in how we deal with this, how we fight this, what we're going to do about it. It isn't the outcome. I think you know the outcome in the back of your mind. It's okay to wish everything was back to normal, whatever normal means. But I do think that my hope resides in all of us to put up a good fight, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Be faithful, be fearless, everybody. See you back here tomorrow. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks, you guys. All the comments, calls. Really like all the different points of view. It's awesome. Glad we can have this conversation still on the radio in America today. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? And go to katedalyradio.com for the podcast of this hour as well. Everybody have a great one. katedalyradio.com.